You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Crown Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Molly Rose Meredith from Annie is here, and Chloe Cheers from Because of Winn-Dixie is here, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Last weekend was one of the most special moments I've ever had as a performer. I was honked at a lot at a drive-in concert of The Perfect Fit, and I loved every moment of it. Let me go back about 6 months. So I was in rehearsal for Trevor and ran from the rehearsal studio to the green room to sing in a cabaret. COVID cases were rising, but we thought it would just be something we would be able to be cautious of and be able to keep going. I performed the song Firework Live and went home, not realizing that would be the last time most of us would perform live for months. Fast forward to this weekend at the amazing Sharon Playhouse in Connecticut. After weeks of preparing the music, Zoom rehearsals, socially distant Central Park rehearsals, and the singers' masks and tech outside the theater, I saw more people than I had in months. And we actually sang live to a completely drive-in audience. After each song, cars would honk and flash their lights at us. It was so much fun. Collaborating with the amazing band led by Six's Julie Shady and assistant MD'd by the incredible Dave Durancho, along with Elena Bonomo on drums and Claudia Reno on guitar, was just a dream. My castmates were everything I had hoped for, with Kimberly Marable, Jen Sanchez, Carly Gendel, Gianna Harris, Ellie Kim, and Grace D'Amicis. I'm so excited to share that more is coming very soon. Until then, here's a little recap video and audio.
This week I'll never fit in. I pay the price for being me. Let the punches roll in. I know they'll never see. Are my Super Bowl. I have no idea what to do to score that perfect goal. My instruments are my only friends, and the Tonys are my Super Bowl.
What's wrong?
have to remember not to break in a song or say thank you the next time I'm honked at on the streets of New York City. Alan Steeles was there with Broadway Podcast Network, which many of you are listening to right now. He set up a private live stream, and it was really great. So keep your eyes and ears out for more information soon. I'm really inspired how our industry is adapting quickly to this changing world. I'm excited to see what sticks and maybe what doesn't. It's fun and all to have remote shows and readings, but I really miss live performances. I'd be okay if I never saw a completely Zoom show again. It's not that I didn't enjoy them, I really do. But they were done mostly out of necessity since nobody could see each other in person. As a songwriter and composer, other writers always inspire me. Elton John's career as not only an amazing pop artist, he has written the music for Disney movies to Broadway, including Lion King, Aida, and Billy Elliot. Here's a song he wrote about helping someone in the past who is now pushing him away and he doesn't understand why. Here's Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Sun going down on
have to try to move forward and be positive, especially in these crazy times. With that, let's move forward with our show. My first guest toured the country in the Broadway National Tour of Annie. I'm so happy to welcome Molly Rose Meredith to the Early Night Show. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
I'm so happy to be here.
How have you been impacted by this long COVID-related pause?
Well, I mean, obviously school closed like right before the school year ended. And so like that was kind of really, a really weird transition into online school because I was in junior year and it's like the busiest year of high school. So it was like really hard. But and then obviously like auditions stopped and like the whole Broadway and film world just kind of took a pause. So like it was like kind of hard to just adjust to like not do anything when school ended because it was just kind of like I couldn't go out. So it was just like really hard to like not be busy because I'm a very like busy person and when I'm not, I don't feel right.
Yeah, and just seeing like Broadway and the marquees completely like dark, it's so sad.
I know.
But hopefully...
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah. But hopefully theater and live performances will resume soon. I know that you toured the country in Annie the Musical. How long were you on the tour and who did you play?
I toured for 9 months and I played Pepper.
Oh, was it really fun?
It was a lot of fun because I had like 3 stage fights and I'm like really not a mean person. So it was really fun to play a mean character.
How many cities did you visit?
I think we went to 66 cities and we did like 40 something states.
Wow. Did you have a favorite city or state to visit on tour?
I really liked Tucson and I really loved Buffalo.
Yeah, I performed there on the tour that I was on too, and they're really, really nice and really, really cool.
Yeah.
Did you have any favorite moments from the show?
Like in the show?
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile because we had this huge dance break and it was like so tiring because we like did not stop moving. But it was so much fun because it was like we like in the beginning of the show were like angry and everything. But like for Smile, we just got to like let loose and just have a good time. So that was a lot of fun.
When Broadway resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
I've really been wanting to see Harry Potter. I actually have a friend who just got young Harry Potter, and he was in a show I was in, but he was supposed to have his Broadway debut, but like they shut down before he was able to. So I really hope that I can go see it and he's still in it.
Yeah, the show is so, so cool, and the magic effects are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any dream parts or shows?
So I'm very small. I'm like 4'10". So it's like very limited of what I can play. But like one thing I would really love to play is Anastasia. And I think that would be a ton of fun. And I also would really love to play Miss Honey. But I think I'm a little small for that.
No. What song would you like to sing for us today and why?
Well, today I will be singing Safer from First Date, and I chose this song because I just really love the way it's written because it's so different from any other musical theater song, and I just like love the story to it.
So do I, and the song is so good, and you sound amazing singing it. Here we go.
Thank you.
I know that I have issues, I face them, I swear. Think I overcome them, then turn, they're still there. Wish that I was different, I'd like to let go. But when I try to change, there's my past saying no. Maybe it's all cause of Dad, his new kids, his new wife. Or why not just blame Mom, who's been nuts my whole life. When you felt so lost in some moment of birth, sense of worth, when you see there is no one across this whole earth to depend upon, you carry on just like you always do, cause it's safer. movies all selling true love. Fantasies I'm not sure that I'm worthy of. Caution to the wind, my heart's been on display. But still the end result is it's not gone my way. So when I date some new guy who's a deadbeat or jerk, at least I'm not so crushed. When it all does it work. When you once and afraid wore your heart on your sleeve, and the ones that you love chose to just turn and leave. Every day it gets harder to somehow believe you will survive, so you strive just to keep up your guard. Cause it's safer, told every card. Oh, it's safer, told every card. I feel out of control, I feel safe on the ground. I go building up walls, yet I wish to be found. A new contradiction to which I
Great, Molly. Fun fact, Alan Zachary and Michael Weiner composed the musical First Date. They also wrote a lot of music for Disney Parks, and I was lucky enough to work with them on some recordings for the musical adaptation of the movie 13 Going on 30. They're also really amazing composers, so make sure to check them out. My next guest was most recently performing live at Goodspeed Musicals in the new musical Because of Winn-Dixie. I'm so happy to welcome Chloe Cheers.
Hi, Chloe!
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's really great to meet you.
It's great to meet you too. I know that about a year ago, you were on stage at Goodspeed Opera House in Because of Winn-Dixie. Do you have a favorite memory of your time in that show?
That was a great experience. I have a lot of favorite memories, but one is probably during the second act in this number, me and the kids, we were running in place upstage and we would sing all these random songs in like really funny voices because our mics were off and you couldn't really see us from the audience. So yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That sounds like so much fun. Because of this like extended intermission, Broadway has been shut down and all performances really have been stopped. Yeah. But how have you stayed connected to the arts during this extended intermission?
Well, when COVID-19 hit, I was still in school. I go to LaGuardia Performing Arts High School in New York City, and I'm a drama major there. And we were actually working on scene work, and we were going to present them, but we couldn't do that necessarily. So we actually did it through Zoom. And yeah, it was a lot of fun doing it that way. And I also changed my voice lessons to virtual voice lessons, so I've been doing that. And then also, my family's very theatrical, so I sing with them all the time.
That sounds like so, so much fun.
Yeah.
Is there one show that you can't wait to see when Broadway reopens?
Yes. I want to see Hadestown so badly. I've been obsessed with the soundtrack, and I love Eva Nobelzada. She's like my idol.
Same. She's so good in the music.
I know.
Just incredible.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice.
Is there a show that you would love to be in when Broadway reopens?
I want to be Eurydice in Hadestown, and then also I'd love to play Peggy/Mariah in Hamilton. Yeah, those are dreams.
Hamilton is such a good show.
I know. I've been watching it all the time on Disney Plus. So great.
Same. Yeah, I've been watching like literally as much as I can on Disney
Plus.
Especially like The Owl House, which is a really, really great show. And Amphibia and some other shows like that. And they're really, really
fun. Love Disney Plus.
I know that you recently booked a new and exciting project. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so I booked a music video. It's a remake of the MTV's All-Star Tribute, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. And 20 years ago, a bunch of musical artists like Britney Spears and Bono and Christina Aguilera did the music video to raise awareness on AIDS. And so this time we're doing it for the Black Lives Matter movement and to raise awareness on police brutality, which are very important matters to me. And I'm so grateful I got to do that. And we recorded it and recorded the sound all under COVID-19 regulations, which was very different, but a cool experience.
That sounds so, so cool. Where and when can our listeners and viewers watch the video?
So it's going to drop on Election Day, November 3rd, on YouTube. So go and vote and watch the music video.
What song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select that song?
I would like to sing There Are Worse Things I Could Do from Grease, because I've loved that musical ever since I was little. It kind of introduced me into the musical theater world, and I love Rizzo. She's one of my dream roles, and I love the song. It's a beautiful song.
It really is, and Grease was actually the first show I ever saw.
Oh my god, that's amazing. It's so good.
I saw it on tour. I think I was like 3 years old. It was really good.
Yeah.
At least for my
That's community. Really lucky.
Well, I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
Yeah.
There are worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose it could be true. But there are worse things I could do. I could flirt with all the guys.
Chloe, I can't wait to watch the MTV's All-Star Tribute, What's Going On video on November 3rd. If you want to perform and sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok, at Joshua Turchin, and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on with the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Molly Rose Meredith and Chloe Cheers. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.